This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Do you think the president should be worried at all about impeachment? Do you think that this is something he should worry about? He clearly doesn't sound worried. Should he be? That is the question. So his campaign yesterday put out a little vignette of him as Thanos in the end of Avengers Endgame. Now, I don't want to give it away if you haven't seen it, but at the end of Avengers Endgame, it involves Thanos snapping his fingers, which is something that he did in another Avengers movie, and everybody turns to dust and they all go away. All right? Now, if you are a superhero fan like I am, you've seen all these movies, you love them. If you haven't, then, you know, all I can tell you is Thanos is a really bad guy. He's a really bad dude. They put the president's head on Thanos, and they have him snapping his fingers when he says, "I am inevitable." And then they show Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats as they announce impeachment turning into dust and flying away, which is what happens in Avengers when Thanos snaps his fingers. It's funny. It's dumb. It's not the kind of thing that really should consume the nation. It's a dumb little vignette thing. Whatever. It is what it is. It's not really going to make or break the election. But Don Lemon at CNN was very upset by this, very triggered by this Thanos ad, as opposed to just ignoring it because it's really kind of dumb. He decided to make a federal case out of it on his show on CNN. Take a listen.
What are we in junior high school? What the hell? What is this? Like what? What? I cannot believe that I'm even having to report this on the news.
Well, why are you?
Riveting analysis.
He's just moaning.
Yeah.
He's just grunting.
This is crazy.
So well written.
This is literally crazy. Are you people insane?
It's a web ad, man. It's just a little thing. It's funny. It's a joke.
Are you insane?
It's a joke on the internet.
Go ahead. Troll the Democrats on Twitter. Do this stupid, silly, you know what?
No, what? Tell us.
Play this stupid juvenile meme game.
He's very
History won't
this.
Record this meme stupid crap. But history will record this, the seriousness of what is happening, that today is the day that the House of Representatives in the United States of America introduced articles of impeachment against President Donald J. Trump,
right,
the President of the United States of America, for committing high crimes and misdemeanors.
We should add the Thanos thing into the list of impeachable offenses. They should make that another article. That the president used Thanos and triggered Don Lemon. That should be another article of impeachment. That could be three. I like it.
I'm a little confused. Like, to your point earlier, did he have to report this?
I don't think so.
Like, it is his show, theoretically, right?
Right. I mean, did CNN say you have to report this?
No. I left the dramatic pauses in there just for effect.
I am shocked.
What are we in junior high school?
What
is this?
What is this? What are we doing here? Where are we?
Like what? What?
Like what? Like what? Why are you reporting it then? Look at how he's so upset.
I cannot believe it. I'm even having to report this on the news.
You should quit. You should resign and protest.
He worked here in Philadelphia. He's an idiot.
Well, you know he should resign and protest, right?
There you go.
Say, I am quitting CNN because they're making me report this about Thanos, a stupid web clip that lasted, what, 8 seconds?
Yes.
Don Lemon whined about it for 2.5 minutes.
Yes.
And the clip itself lasted 8 seconds.
It's exactly 2.5 minutes.
I think it was designed just to trigger Don Lemon. I think they said, what would make Don Lemon the most upset? They said that. Use Thanos. All right. The creator of Thanos was also triggered by this as well. That's a part of the reason why the campaign does this stuff, I think, is just to trigger people. And trigger, they could just ignore it. Right? You could just ignore it. certainly an option.
Yeah, or have
not cover it.
Or to your point earlier, a couple hours ago on the air, when you said, you know, they could say, well, does that make Nancy an Avenger and you're the bad guy?
Yeah, they could turn it around, right?
That would have been smart.
Yeah, they actually could have. What I would have done is I would have had a team of comic book analysts on to discuss the moment.
Yes.
And I would have had. So you're saying that the Pelosi and the Democrats are the Avengers, they're the good guys?
Right.
And he's the bad guy. But instead, Don Lemon just gets like a crybaby.
My prediction is, this was last night. I'm guessing that today on CNN, that's when they'll have the analysts on to discuss it.
To discuss it today?
To your point, because they needed 24 hours to digest it.
They got to round up the analysts. All right, so today we can expect comic book analysts on CNN. Maybe my Marvel advisor will be invited on. He can discuss it as well.
He's not going to be.
Yes, Bill.
I'll feel bad for the intern that was told to try and get Stan Lee, and he's just trying to, doesn't realize.
He's dead.
We're calling Stan. He's in heaven.
I guarantee you the guy who created Thanos will be invited on some show, right?
Yeah.
I guarantee it. He'll be invited on some show to discuss how outraged are you by the use of your character, Thanos, by the president of the United States? And they'll have a team of analysts discussing this, and then the lesser Cuomo will have his lesser analysis of this tonight. Is this the moment where America is? Where we're using a mass genocidal maniac as the president of the United States?
I'm just wondering, Rich, what the Brian Stelter interview will sound like when he interviews.
I can't see it because it's rated PG-13. But when I go see it, I am going to be very, very scared. And I don't like the president using that. My mommy said it's scary.
No,
scary movie. I got to be 13 to see it. That's Brian Stelter's analysis of it right there.
Exclusive audio.
Exclusive audio.
Before it happens.
He's waiting to see it, like my son Patrick. Dad, how old do I have to be to see Avengers Endgame? 13, buddy. How old do I have to be? 13, Stelter. 13. You wait.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.